Hey guys, this is your girl Jamie, and we are here the day after Thanksgiving. A lot of us done got fed, and we just been hanging with family and friends and just really getting into the season. I'm super excited about this episode, Out of Your League. But first, before I introduce this guest, I just want to give them their flowers. I just want to show a little gratitude because I think Thanksgiving is so much more than about the great food and everything, about staying in the kitchen so long, but it's really just about being with the people that hopefully you genuinely feel like has been solid in your life. So I want to say thank you to this guest for always being honest. It's not you don't tell me what I want to hear. You tell me what I need to hear. And as this year has been one hell of a year, you have rolled with me like two flat tires, and I truly appreciate it. And that guest is one and only my mother, and I'm just gonna let her introduce herself.
Hi guys, it is such a pleasure to be here. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I'm just sitting here vibing with my daughter. And I just want to say that we have conversations like this all the time.
Yes, we do.
So we're bringing it live to you guys. But to us, this is not new. This is something that we do all the time. We're always going kind of deep and just talking about real life. Mm-hmm. And so we want to bring it to you tonight, and we hope this is a blessing to everybody that hears it. Pass it on to a friend because they're going to want to hear this. Thank you.
Thank you. So I really appreciate you once again. Now, the whole setup tonight was supposed to be like a charcuterie board with some snacks and everything, but let's keep it real. We went out a little bit earlier and we ate the food, and I had me a lemon drop, and it was so good. So the girlies, you have been right about the lemon drop. It is what it is. So let's get into it. I know we had a conversation. Yeah. Literally, I want to say the other week, but mm-hmm. I mean, we've had this conversation for years, right? Seeing where people are really just dating or being in relationships that are out of their league. Yeah. And I don't know if you guys actually seen the movie Out of Your League. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, it's a really good, you know, little chick flick type of movie. Pretty much dated. It's kind of came out some years, about 10 years now at least. But the thing is, Out of Your League is so much more than just about the looks. That's the biggest thing that people mm-hmm. are honing on, is that, oh, I'm out of your league because of the way I look, mm-hmm. you know. And it's just so much more into that. So what I look at when it comes of being out of someone's lead, mm-hmm. I look at that we try to minimize ourselves to fit in the world of somebody else, yes, to be accepted, right. Pretty right. much. And let's just kind of talk about more in depth with the relationship. So I'm going to kind of share my experience because that's what I am able to share, and we'll mm-hmm. just kind of go from there. So I felt like in my previous relationship, I was out of their league. And what that means is I minimized who I was, one, in my identity, to be able to fit into their world. Mm-hmm. I did not even sometimes recognize who I was. I felt that there was so many more things, such as desires that I had, just different from activities, things I wanted to do, yes. people that I wanted to be around. And I just felt that, you know, I was more of like just trying to make things work, yes. for mm-hmm. to appease somebody. Mm-hmm. And even the ideas that I would have, the things that I would want us to build together, it just really made me realize that, you know what? I am truly out of their league. Because at the end of the day, I'm making myself trying to be the woman that I think they want me to be, yes. to feel that love, mm-hmm. you know, to be loved by them.
That's right.
And this whole time, I literally was putting my heart in the wrong hands. I would not say that it was always that way, but it started to be that way very soon. The flags were flagging. They were there. Yes, it was happening, honey. The signs and stuff. Yes, so I just wish that I would have in tune more in. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's a lesson. It's a lesson learned. Yeah. And I can say that every lesson learned is supposed to be able to help with the future and stuff and greater outcomes. So when you think about someone being out of their league, what comes to your mind?
Well, when I think about somebody being out of your league, it's not necessarily saying that you're better than that person.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can be ready for them, but they're not ready for you.
Mm.
And sometimes being out of your league is a person can come to the table in a relationship knowing that they're not healed or they're not ready to give what is required to give in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they can know that. And oftentimes you can know that. You can know that you're out of their league.
Right.
But you see something that you want it so bad, you figure that you can change it.
Right.
I'll get him to change when I become his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he makes me his wife, you know, okay, I see some things, and I see some pink flags, I see some orange flags, I even see some red flags.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it'll change when we get married. So it's like you can know that person is you're out of that person's league, but you're willing to settle. And like you were saying earlier, you know, a lot of times as women, and we're talking about women because that's what we are, we're women, so we can talk from our vantage point. A lot of times we will settle knowing full well that we're out of their league. We'll play small just to fit inside their box.
That's so true.
You know, so that's what I think about when we're talking about being out of a person's league. We play small.
That's so true. Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because as we were talking before we recorded this, I was saying that lately on social media, there has been a lot of memes and posts and stuff and videos or whatnot, kind of talking, and you're actually hearing the male's point of views, and I would love to hear even more male point of views as well, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Saying that sometimes certain guys, not all, are in these relationships with women because they feel like, hey, this relationship is
easy.
I mean, it's easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy.
Yeah,
I can do what I want to do.
Exactly.
I can be who I want to be. If that's being with you and being
exactly.
with 20 other women,
exactly.
as long as I come to you, maybe pay the bills, make you feel good in that moment, I do what I get to do. I don't have to, I might hear a little nagging and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, I do enough to keep that person strong along in the relationship.
Exactly.
And then on top of that, why would I want to be with someone that's going to challenge me?
And make me work.
It's like, sometimes we say, you know, we don't mind working for certain stuff, but we actually do have an issue with it. I mean, at the end of the day, let's be real. Some of us do not want to continue dating people to make them feel love and show our love through our actions. A lot of us still got a lot of selfish ways, things that's up in us that it's like, it's either do as I say, or, you know, I can just go on to the next person. So I think it's more of that we are not realizing our potential. And I say we, that could be a woman, that could be a man, where we're not realizing our full potential. So we're willing to settle in that relationship, even though we know that we're out of that league and we bring so much more to the table, to be able to stay in these things, in these situationships, no matter how many years, no matter if kids are involved or not involved in it or not. But we're willing to stay because we feel like, you know what, at the end of the day, where else am I going to go?
Yeah.
What is the best that I can do? And I really feel that once, like you said, it's a vantage point because we are talking as women, that once we put our foot down a little bit more and being able to say, you know, I don't have to put up with that.
Exactly.
No matter if I have a child with you or not, I do not have to put up with
this. That's right.
I know what I bring.
That's
you know?
Right. And that's a good point that you made. Why is it? Because, you know, I'm really big on accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we as women we'll know that this person don't per se check all of the boxes,
mm-hmm.
but we'll still sell for them anyway.
I think it's the fear of being alone.
Yeah.
Like, you probably feel like, you know what, will I ever get married? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, this really has nothing to do with looks. We just kind of feel like sometimes maybe that ratio is kind of small out here.
Yeah.
Where it's like men have these options of choosing more than what we have. And it's not true. It's not true. But I feel
that's right.
Like, we feel that, you know what, this is the best thing that I might get.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I'm afraid to kind of be on this lonely, you know, streak and stuff. Because let's be real, as women, we bring the joy to the relationships. Not saying that mm-hmm. guys do not, but I mean, we will sit up there and we will create holidays. We'll create traditions. We create
exactly.
so much. So we've already have grown from little girls to big women of fantasizing and
yes.
having pictured in our minds what type of life we want, you know, the kind of the amount of children we want, the things that
mm-hmm.
we want to do. So we already start to be groomed, if it's not by our families, it's by society,
exactly.
to feel like, you know what, I want to have the kids, I want to be in this type of house, I want to have
mm-hmm.
the ring, I want to have this and that. So we feel that, hey, we will get that at any cost.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, as women, you know, by nature, we want to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
We want to feel love. We love feeling love, and we love giving love.
Right.
That's just, you know, who we are as natural nurturers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times we will treat a man like a king.
Correct.
Even though we're not his queen.
Right.
We will treat that man like a king. And the thing is, you know, we, like we were saying before, we will settle for a piece of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like to say, you know, I hear a lot of people say that there's a shortage of men. Well, I debunk that myth.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe when people say there's a shortage of men. I always say all the Lord need to give you is just one.
Mm-hmm.
You only need one man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need no 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You
right.
only need one man that's the right man for you.
Mm-hmm.
So when we feel, you know, to your point, we get mm-hmm. when we want to, you know, feel desperate and we feel like, you know, running out of time or whatever. And I'm a strong believer that what God has for you is for you.
Right.
Because you only need one.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
That is so true. I mean, you only need one
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. But I just felt that sometimes we can just, like you said, we just can get comfortable with things that just make mm-hmm. us so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Even if it feels like we know that the person we're with, we're going to share them. Oh, you know what? Men going to cheat. They're going to do what they're going to do. So at the end of the day, what I don't know won't hurt me. I'm sorry. I've always said
ooh,
no.
That's...
I need to know if it's going to hurt me, let
absolutely.
It hurt me. I'm not going to
mm-hmm.
sit up here and look like boo boo the fool.
That's right. That's right.
Willingly.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know and stuff like that. And I really respect guys out here and women that can say, you know what? I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
However, though, it's a lot of times we hear these things from people
yep,
to say that
right.
they're not ready. If they're not verbally
telling
you
what they say,
they are
for.
Showing it with their actions.
That's right.
And we need to be on the Maya Angelou train. When a person shows you who they are,
believe them.
But we're not believing it. We want to be Build-A-Bears. We want to get into our nurture mode
mm-hmm.
that most of us, let's be real, as females, we naturally have. And we want to start that nurturing aspect of it. And we just give so much up so soon.
Yeah.
I mean, we literally will just go tooth and nail for a person that just truly does not deserve who we are. It could be from our body. It can be from now you start to pay to help with their lifestyles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It can be your mental that you're giving up. You give up your time and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We start comparing ourselves to the next woman as well, too. We start to just like look at ourselves and just kind of think about what's wrong with who we are and stuff and break down who we are. And it's like we really do a number. We allow a number to
mm-hmm.
be done on us.
Absolutely.
And it must stop. And I really go and I really agree with what you're saying, that I don't think there is a shortage. I think that we need to rewire our minds, and we need to be more brave to say, you know what, as much as this hurt to give up this relationship right now, or maybe taking a step back, I want what I want, and I'm not negotiating what I want anymore just to get, like you said, a piece of a man to feel good for Valentine's Day that's coming up, or holiday season that's coming up, or being able to bring somebody around so my aunts and my people are not asking me you know, like, when it's going to happen for you, as in you getting married, you going to have kids, the different type of questions that some of us just get tired of hearing about.
And I want to just chime in and say, ladies, or men, if you're listening to this podcast and you're in that situation where you know you've settled, where you know that you are, that the person that you're with, that they're dating out of their league, then we're speaking directly to you right now. And we just want to let you know that this is not the end. You can make a decision to do something different. And we're not saying that it is easy, you know, to just shut the door, especially if your heart is already connected to that person. But what we are is saying that you do have another choice. There is another choice. And it's up to you to make the best choice for you, baby, because you're worth it. Why continue to be his? Why continue to treat this man like a king? And he don't even recognize you as his queen. You understand? You're better than that, you know? And so, you know, again, we're not trying to make it seem like it's easy, you know, but it is another choice.
I absolutely agree. Yeah. And I thank you so much. And guys, from the beginning, you have been rocking with me. You got all up in my business. But let's be real, I told it to you. 32 years old, I told you that I was going through a divorce. My divorce is finalized. Thank you. I say thank you to it, and I'm very happy about it, because me and that person both get fresh new starts. But as in for me, I get a fresh new start, and I'm excited about it. I have a beautiful baby boy, and I have so much love, like you said, Mom, that I have to give when it's that right time.
The great thing
is I'm feeling that healing process.
Yes.
I am excited about sharing my brokenness with people that I've been experiencing, because at the end of the day, when something is broke, that means it has ability to be poured into. Just so excited about sharing this healing journey. We are going to keep up with these podcast episodes. They are going to come. Trust me, I'm telling you, they're going to come. But I feel like they're coming at the right moments. I know this is a bit lengthy, but let me tell you, this is the one that you want to play while you're headed to your nail appointment, headed to your friend's house, going into work, whatever it may be, whatever situation you got going on. Play this, share it, replay it, bookmark it, talk about it as well. Get into some deep conversations. Don't be afraid to bring up a type of question and challenge it as well too. We are super excited. Once again, this is your girl Jamie, your host with Broken Image. Mom, I thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, baby. Thank you for excited having me.
Yes. For us to do more episodes as well, and I pray for healing as well for a lot of women that do not have great relationships with their moms, that feel like I can be honest about what's going on in their life and not feeling so judged that they're being turned away.
That's right.
You know, so I'm blessed that we have this, because I hope this inspires and restore, maybe rebuild, even if you don't have that mom figure, that actual one that you wanted, biological, that you have someone else that you can look up to in your life that can be able to bring those gems to you. So once again, we thank you guys for allowing us to bless the ears.
Yes.
Take care, guys.
This has been good.
Bye.
Bye-bye.